Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am retiring today.
Breaking news. As Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan says he'll be stepping down from his seat and won't be seeking re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress-related issues. A huge wildfire sweeping through Ventura County, California, now over 32,000 acres have burned since it began just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
Ireland's reached an agreement with Apple to begin collecting about $15 billion in back taxes. The Irish government at first had fought the ruling, but now Kevin Ossebeck brings us up to date from Brussels.
Last year, the European Commission ruled Apple got a special and unfair tax break. The EU investigation revealed at times the company was paying a tax rate of less than 1%. At first, Dublin refused to collect the back taxes, which prompted the Commission to refer to the European Court of Justice. Apple is still appealing the Commission's decision, so the back taxes it pays for now will go into a blocked bank account.
President Trump's being pushed by an organization representing nearly 60 nations to back off recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Organization of Islamic States saying that such a move would be naked aggression and would cause the U.S. to lose its mediating role in the Middle East. A decision from President Trump's expected within the next few days. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
The Supreme Court today hearing arguments in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The baker claiming that requiring him to make the cake would violate his freedom of expression. The couple he turned down says refusing to serve gay customers is illegal discrimination. President Trump will be on the road this weekend, heading to Mississippi. And Mississippi is preparing to welcome him, as we hear from Randy Bell.
Trump is expected to be in Jackson Saturday as the state wraps up its bicentennial celebration with the opening of the new History and Civil Rights Museums. The Museum of Mississippi History takes a broad look at what's happened here even before we became a state, and the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum focuses on the struggle that put us in the national spotlight for three decades. Lucy Allen with the Department of Archives and History says it doesn't pull any punches.
It is a story that needs to be told, Mississippi being the state that lynched more African Americans than any other state.
And the museum gives special attention to the most notorious crimes, including the murders of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, and three civil rights workers in Neshoba County.
And a new Star Trek film could be in filmmaker Quentin Tarantino's future. As the online magazine Deadline is reporting, he sold Paramount on what he called a great idea for a Star Trek feature. The studio is reportedly now putting together a group of writers to turn it into a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by discussing World War II's Operation Torch and the film Casablanca. They're surprisingly similar. Then we're going to learn about how the United American Patriots helps abuse combat troops, and then it's Service Academy football time. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Groups, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to discuss America's first offensive operation in the European theater of World War II, Operation Torch. Some of the major fighting there took place around Casablanca, the nation of Morocco's chief port. It was this operation that was somewhat mirrored by the fantastic movie Casablanca. That mirroring was quite coincidental. And one of the stars was Paul Henreid. And joining us now is Paul Henreid's daughter, Monica Henreid, who has just returned from a 75th anniversary of the making of that movie. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Monica.
Thank you, Denny. It's a pleasure to be with you.
That was a fun week you had. It was about a week that you spent in Morocco, wasn't it?
It was indeed. It was quite educational, historical, and enchanting.
What a good combination. And since your dad was maybe not the star, but one of the two or three major stars in that movie, it had to be fun reliving his activity.
Well, actually, of course, the film itself was shot entirely in Burbank, never left the United States to make the film. But being there in Casablanca to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Casablanca was an extraordinary honor that the State Department and the city extended the invitation to myself and Jessica Raines, the daughter of Claude Raines, to be there to celebrate this was really quite extraordinary. It was really a unique opportunity.
You know, and as we pointed out, Operation Torch is a real operation. I'm going to talk about it in a minute. And Casablanca, it included attacking at Casablanca. The movie Casablanca, there was no cooperation. The people who wrote the movie didn't know about Operation Torch. But boy, did it come out like there was. And it's that interesting parallel between the two that make this such a good interview. So the background, Operation Torch was the British-U.S. invasion of French North Africa during World War II. Torch has been described as the critical turning point in the war and laid the foundation for America's post-war Middle East policy. While there were lots of pressure to invade and free Nazi-occupied Europe, the British proposed landings in French North Africa. The Allies were fighting the Nazis all over North Africa. The landings in West North Africa would reduce the pressure on Allied forces in Egypt. They would also secure Allied naval control of the Southwest Mediterranean. Operation Torch was also the largest and most complex amphibious operation in history until the invasion of Normandy. The Allies had three amphibious task forces to simultaneously seize key ports and airports in Morocco and Algeria, targeting Casablanca, Oran, and Algiers. A Western task force aimed at Casablanca was composed of about 35,000 American troops under General George Patton. They landed on November 8, 1942, at three points in Morocco. Germany had attacked and invaded France and beaten them several years before, so the French government, which was ruling that area, was theoretically pro-German. Because it was hoped that the French would not resist, the Americans didn't fire preparatory fires when they invaded Morocco, but the French that were there were pro-French government, which meant pro-German. So there was a heck of a fight there. Indeed, the French commanding general tried to do a coup d'etat to overthrow the French government in Algiers to surrender to the Allies, but he was unsuccessful. So there was all kinds of stuff going on, and the German presence was fairly minimal. Casablanca was the principal French naval port. The naval battle of Casablanca was a big fight. So it was one heck of a fight. And the people creating the movie Casablanca didn't know about any of this stuff. Okay, Monica, the movie Casablanca, it was fiction, but really, really close to reality. So talk about the movie.
The film itself is just a collection of magical miracles. For all the people who didn't originally want to be in it, the fact that both my father and Claude Rains were terribly ill, they both had colds, they were working on Voyager, they weren't available to shoot when it started shooting. Bogart had a contract to immediately on a certain date walk off of Casablanca and shoot another film. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And of course, the fact that there wasn't actually a shooting script complete at the time they were shooting added to this sort of hodgepodge of miracles that ended up making a movie that's, you know, practically perfect in every way.
Well, it is certainly one of the best movies in history, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, for me, what makes it work and what makes it survive the test of time is integrity. Every one of those characters by the end of the film has basically made the right decision. Ilsa must leave with Victor. Victor must go on in his quest. Rick must, you know, straighten up and fly right and become participate again in what he believes in as an American. And well, Louis is just Louis. You know, they're all going to do the right thing. And I think one of the reasons why that still works today is those are the kind of people we want in our lives. We want our friends to do the right things.
You know, I never thought about it that way. That's exactly right. And that is that is a great piece of that charm, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many times I've seen it and how many times I've introduced it literally all over the world. And the audience reaction is different in many ways, but also the core is the same. They want to see it again. They want to know these people. They want to watch them do the right thing.
Wow. And now your dad had a leading role. I think he exposed a bunch of the Nazis that were some, there weren't a lot of them around, but he played some kind of a role in that. And there were a few Nazis in Casablanca about that time, coincidentally.
There were, but that really wasn't his job in the film. His character, Victor Laszlo, was really a freedom fighter and totally anti-Nazi. And his quest was to move on to the next place. I mean, Casablanca in the film represents a port of exit to freedom. And so what his character wants to do as he is passing through is to widen that opportunity for other emigres who are escaping from Nazi-held countries.
By the way, that somewhat parallels his real life experience.
Absolutely.
Take a minute and talk about that.
It absolutely parallels his own life. He was considered an enemy of the Third Reich by Nazi Germany. He was an outspoken anti-Nazi. He was a young actor. His career was just beginning there in the theater and film in Austria. He was invited by a scout to come to UFA, which was the largest production house and distribution house in all of Europe at that time. And a career started there basically could have been a lifelong, you know, quest. I mean, it was a phenomenal opportunity. And after he signed the contract with UFA, they handed him another contract, and he said, what's this? They said, well, you have to sign this. This is the National Socialist German Actors Guild contract you have to sign. He said, I will never do that. I will never be a Nazi. I will never sign any document that has anything to do, declaration of that kind whatsoever. And so he walked away to what could have been a gigantic step forward in his career. And they didn't like that. So they blacklisted him, and he couldn't work again in the film, in German language film, ever, until, of course, after many, many years after the war. And his stage career continued for a while, but even that, they were starting to chip away at that. And so he went to England, and it literally started over again.
So maybe it was easier, or maybe it was harder for him to play that role, since he was living his own life.
And it actually happened to him a number of times in other films as well, but, you know, I won't digress. When I look at the film, when I see that film, there are certain moments where I don't see Victor Laszlo. I really see the authenticity of my father standing there defying the Nazis. That's really him.
Hey,
he was really angry about that.
It's sort of obvious that you're very proud of your dad.
I am. I'm very, very proud of him. I'm actually making a documentary film about him, and I have said it many times that even if he were not my father, this is a human being who accomplished so much in his life, who was never afraid to stand up and speak his truth and say freedom is freedom. You can't put chains on it. You can't lock it up. You know, if it's not me, there'll be hundreds behind me that will come and fight for freedom, which is paraphrasing something he says actually in Casablanca.
Well, awesome. So, folks, if you haven't seen Casablanca yet, shame on you. Go out and see it. And it's a great movie and a great parallel to a great fight that American troops took place in World War II. Monica, thank you for taking time to join us today. And thank you for your insights into this amazing movie and that amazing man who's your dad.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. My pleasure to be with you.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we're going to learn more about helping troops who are being punished for doing their jobs in combat. Then we'll talk Service Academy football. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck right now. Do an easy, slow 35 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you to lean in mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Sit down with your children and make a plan for home defense. Let them know that if shooting starts, they should drop to the ground for safety. If they hear breaking glass or see a home invader, they should notify you immediately if safely possible. If they can't get to you, they should hide until the danger is over. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunter County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to Frontlines of Freedom Major Bill Donahue. He started and runs an organization called United American Patriots that I totally support. Frankly, I'm horrified that it has to exist, and I'm very blessed that it does exist. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Major.
Oh, thanks a lot. Good to talk with you.
Well, obviously, you've been in the military. Talk to us about your military career. When did you join? Why did you join? Where did you serve?
Well, I grew up in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania in the Allegheny Mountains. I was the oldest of five and the only son. And I think my decision to join the Marine Corps occurred on my ninth birthday in around that area. But it happened when I got word that my dearest uncle was killed in Korea. And it really ripped at me. And I had my sights set then as a nine-year-old that I was, as soon as I could, I was going to join the toughest branch of the military. And I was going to go to Korea and kill every Korean I could find. That's the mindset. And as I grew through and approached my 17th birthday, at that time you had to have one of your parents sign if you were not of age. My father would not sign for me, but I told my mom if she didn't, I'd run away. But finally she signed for me. And so I joined the Marine Corps on my 17th birthday, and I stayed in the Corps for 29 years. My first 15 years was an enlisted Marine. And during that 15-year period, I served 44 months of combat in Vietnam, got wounded several times, picked up a bunch of ribbons, and with a lot of them have a V on it for valor, but that's stupidity, really, on my part. Having served 15 years, I got called up to my CO's office on a Monday morning and went up there as a master sergeant, walked out 10 minutes later as a second lieutenant. I got a field commission.
Was that a promotion or a demotion?
Well, I hate to lose the prestige of a master sergeant, but anyhow, that started me on the second leg of my career, and I finally I retired after 29 years, 1 month and 1 day. I was medically retired because the wounds had caught up to me, and I couldn't keep up with the Marine Corps demands and physical fitness. They have this crazy idea that if you can't pass a physical fitness test, they don't want you around.
You know, that is a crazy idea, but when you're in combat, you're sort of glad they have it.
That's right. So anyhow, I retired in 89, and I was still recovering from another surgery, a reconstruction on my left leg that had been blown out by a mortar. It had been giving me a lot of trouble over the years. And I took a job at a community college here in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I worked there for 5 years as an instructor and got tired of the politics of education, more concerned about the head company were the quality of education. So I decided to stop, try something else. And right around that time, I saw what was happening in the Middle East. This is pre-9/11 now. And I was concerned about it. I tried to get back on active duty, but the commandant wrote me a nice letter and said, "Now you're busted up too bad and you're too old. Thank you. Go sit in your chair and smoke your pipe," or to that effect. What really started me with UAP, United American Patriots, is I was watching the TV one evening, and I saw a Marine by the name of Sergeant Hutchins and seven of his men in orange jumpsuits with chains around their arms, their ankles, everywhere. It was being treated worse than the Gitmo retainees, and it really upset me. And they hadn't even been charged yet with a crime. And so I decided to do something about it. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do at that time, but the more I looked into his case, the more things started really upsetting me about it. And I got with a few retired military officers who live in my area. In the kitchen of my home, we stood up United American Patriots. And I took a $24,000 mortgage on my house to pay for it for the first 3 years. And then the cases started coming in, and more of them.
Major, one of the points I think people need to know is you don't help some military person who did something stupid and got caught and is being punished for it. You're reaching out to people who were doing their job in combat, and the military is punishing them for doing their job. Those are the kind of people that you're working with, right?
Yeah, let me address that. Our main project is called the Warrior Fund, and that's part of our mission statement. And what we do, the Warrior Fund, is we raise funds for the defense of America's combat troops who have been accused or convicted of a crime during combat. Those are the three key words, crime during combat. Combat itself is a crime. I think everybody who has any heart would agree with that. I've got 44 months of it. I know what it's like to pull a trigger in the heat of battle. You don't have time to second guess. If you do, you die or your men die. We have a petition on our website that anybody can download and complete it and mail it in to us. It's a three-part petition. There's a part for the accused or the one that's been convicted to fill out, a part for the case attorney, and a part for the family. When that petition comes into the office, I'm the first one that looks at it. If I read the charges and what's in that petition, and it falls within our criteria of a crime during combat, I take it to my board of directors, and they're all listed on our website as well. They make the decision to accept or reject the case. And once we accept a case, then I personally contact a case attorney and tell them, stop taking money from your client or the client's family or whatever. We'll pick up the finances from this moment forward. So we kind of instantly put a stop to that. The second thing is we contact a client and we tell them the same thing. We are now representing you financially through your attorney. You don't need to worry about somebody paying the bill.
Right.
And thirdly, we contact the family and tell them, don't make any more payments. We've already contacted the attorney. You don't need to pay any more money. Now, the way I organized the Warrior Fund, the way I put it together was there's three elements to it. We require a monthly report from each case attorney. And in that will be his fees for that month. And his fees could include forensic specialists, all the other things that a good defense would need. And we'll pay him once we get that report from him. If they don't send in a report, they don't get paid. The second thing is we require the inmate to send us a personal letter each month about the conditions inside the prison or wherever he's located. In return, we send him a monthly stipend. And right now that stipend is $1,000 a month. And they put it in their prison account. And then the third is we require the families to send us a letter every month so we can see what the impact is on the home front. So we got three inputs each month, one from the attorney, one from the client, one from the family. And we look at all three of those, and we get a really good idea of what's going on in that 30-day period. We also set aside $3,000 a year for the family to use for expenses to travel to see their loved one. And almost all of them now are in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And they can use that $3,000 at one time, or they can break it up however they want. My treasurer keeps tracking, you know, how much they've got left in that account. But it's renewed every year, so long as their loved one is in prison.
Bill, that sounds like you do a lot, not just for the individual, but for that individual's family, and you're there for them. I wish we had time to talk about more, but one of your able-bodied associates, Corey Claggett, has been on the show before and will be again. We'll use him for some examples, but I wanted to hear you talk about why you found it and what kind of things you do so that I can say thank you as a retired Army guy and our listeners can hear the great things you do and why you do them. So, Bill, thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our country back on active duty, but thank you for this. You're taking care of the guys who are doing their job the best way they could under the circumstances and are being stepped on by our government, our military, and we need to stand with them. Thank you for doing that.
And I will do this until the day the good Lord calls me.
I'm counting on that. Next up on Front Lines of Freedom, it's time for Service Academy football. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups, all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow. Then take a break and do 20 more, then stand at ease but stay in the area. I'll be right back. As we enter the holiday season and prepare to spend time with family and friends, we at Spartan Nash wish you all the best.
We know that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during the holidays. Through our MDV Military Division, Spartan Nash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world. It's our privilege to deliver a slice of home to our heroes.
Wherever you spend the holidays this year, we at Spartan Nash MDV thank you for your service and send you our best wishes.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
We've been in this sluggish, less than 2% growth right now for about the past 8 years. The economy starts picking up, growing faster, creating better paying jobs. You're going to see wage increases. And so I think the American people are going to, and when they see the effects of this as it begins to get implemented, are going to be very happy with the changes that have been made because it's going to increase the amount of money that they have in their pockets. It's going to give them bigger take-home pay.
Republican Senator John Thune with a rather optimistic tone as negotiators are working on Capitol Hill to resolve the differences between the Senate and House tax bills. Now, the president has said he would like to sign the final bill by Christmas. Democrats are arguing the tax cuts would only benefit the rich and would increase the federal deficit. And moments ago at the White House, President Trump said why he is supporting Roy Moore for Senate candidate in Alabama.
We don't want to have a liberal Democrat in Alabama, believe me. We want strong borders. We want stopping crime.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who had died while serving our nation, while in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can receive many honors. HonorandRemember.org. Well, troops, We're sort of towards the end of the Army-Navy-Air Force football season. Not at the end, but we're getting there. And, of course, we haven't even talked about bowl games yet. Everybody's fighting on to victory. Joining me now is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. We got a little bit to talk about today, don't we?
We sure do, Denny. You're right. The season is winding down. And what a season it has been for our service academy football teams between Army and West Point, the midshipmen of the United States Naval Academy, and the Fighting Falcons of the United States Air Force Academy.
Yes, sir. And thank goodness for the Fighting Falcons, because we finally got a service academy win for a change. Army had a bye this week, so they didn't have a chance. Navy lost to Houston, but Air Force did. Was that a squeaker, or was that, or what? Talk about Air Force first.
Well, it sure was, Denny. The Falcons pulled out a victory 38-35 over the Utah State Aggies at Falcon Stadium, and it was a very close game. Utah State jumped out to a 14-0 lead with two long runs before the Air Force defense could find their footing, but once they did, they dug in, and the offense got rolling behind quarterback Isaiah Sanders. It was his first start. He was third on the depth chart just 3 weeks ago. But injuries began piling up, as they often do late in the season. And Sanders, he figured, you know what, if you want something done right, you need to do it yourself. So he carried the ball himself 44 times for a total of 196 yards and the go-ahead touchdown with a minute 38 remaining in the game for the game-winning touchdown. So hats off to one of the stars of the game, Isaiah Sanders, in his very first game. The Falcons ended the season 5-7 overall, 4-4 in the conference. And Utah State was 4-4 in the conference, but they were 6-6 on the season and likely will go to a bowl game. Because the Falcons did not reach six victories over a Division I opponent, they will not be going to a bowl game for the first time in several years this year. It was a tough season for them, and it was a season of kind of streaks for Air Force, as they won their first game, but then went on a four-game losing streak. Then they won the next three, then a three-game losing streak, before finally rounding out their season with a victory at Utah State. So the Falcons are on the recruiting trail, trying to get some new talent in there so that these losing seasons don't happen very often.
Well, that's true.
That's the way it ended.
That young quarterback's got to feel mighty good that he closed out the season like he did.
Most definitely, Denny. You know, that in each of our service academies, one of the things we've constantly seen is how players are able to just really step in and step up. You know, this young man is only a true sophomore, and he's from Colorado Springs, as a matter of fact. But as a sophomore, he came in and really gave them a spark when they really needed it. And that's, like I say, time and time again, we've been able to see when one player goes down, there's another player who's really ready to step in and contribute mightily to the effort.
Well, that's true, and we see it over and over and over again. Navy got hurt. I didn't see or watch or listen to the game, but 24-14 is not a good one.
Well, they fell. You're right, Denny. The midshipmen fell to the Houston Cougars 24-14 in Houston, to fall to 6-5 on the season and 4-4 in the American Athletic Conference, of course, with their final game against Army looming. It was a pretty tough game. Actually, Navy was up at the half, 14-7. Houston came out and scored 17 unanswered in the second half to beat Navy 24-14. Behind their quarterback, Derek King, who threw for 277 yards and one touchdown and ran for two more for the Houston Cougars. The key for Houston was that they really kept Navy's vaunted wishbone attack in check. You know, Navy only ran for a total, their total yards were 291. They usually average over 400 yards, whereas Houston had 380 yards. Navy still did win their time of possession, 36 minutes to 23 minutes, and they won the turnover battle 2-1. But there were just too many big plays, a 61-yard touchdown pass that King completed to Stephen Dunbar, as well as, like I say, his other touchdown pass. And so Navy just kind of ran out of bullets on them. Zach Abey, who's the Navy quarterback, only threw for 45 yards. Malcolm Perry ran for 82 yards. But those are really paltry numbers compared to what Navy usually has. Houston just really had a
I mean, and Houston's pretty good. They're 7-4 on the season, 5-3 in the conference. Their defensive line really bottled up Navy's offensive line and were able to control the game. And that was the key to the game, really, in this case. But nonetheless, the midshipmen had another good season, another winning season, and we'll be going to a bowl game this year.
That's good. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We just looked at last weekend's Service Academy football games, and there aren't any this week, but there sure is a big one next weekend, isn't there?
There sure is, Denny. It's, as they like to say, the granddaddy of them all. It's the Army-Navy game, what I think you and I would agree is the greatest rivalry in college football. I mean, it still is truly emblematic of what amateur athletics, collegiate sports are really all about. There's a lot of mutual respect, but there is a tremendous competition on both sides of the ball. And you have both teams, the full student bodies attend this game, and it is truly a spectacle, not only for the academies, but for the services themselves.
Well, my whole family will be in the stands.
All right.
We will be cheering Army on to victory, I hope.
That's right. Well, Denny, and this one is for the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. Remember, both have beaten Air Force, so the winner of this game will win the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, and the seniors will go to the White House. If it's Army, who I predicted in the beginning of the season would do it, then it will be their first visit to the White House in many, many years. So
that's true.
I'm with you. Beat Navy this week, or when they play.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, Quentin. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Next week during the Army-Navy game, we'll be talking about that game, and we'll review it the following week. So we're talking to you next week.
All right, Denny. Looking forward to it.
Well, troops, before I let you go, if you have a mortgage on your home, here's a warning. The VA interest rate reduction refinancing loan lowers your interest rate by refinancing your existing VA home loan. During fiscal year 17, VA guaranteed over 190,000 home loans under this program. In fiscal year 2017, there were nearly 1,500 lenders that participated in the VA home loan program. Regrettably, some lenders have taken advantage of service members and veterans with VA home loans in the past. They have sent unsolicited offers to refinance VA mortgages with misleading advertising. If you have a VA home loan, there's a good chance you've already come into contact with unsolicited offers which appear official and may sound too good to be true. The VA and the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau have issued their first warning order to service members and veterans who currently have VA home loans, as we have found out that some of you are being targeted with misleading advertising. Understanding that certain advertising benefits, such as no out-of-pocket closing costs, skipped mortgage payments, and escrow refunds, are costs that are generally added to your loan and increase the overall principal balance. These are all red flags that may indicate that the loan is less likely to benefit you. Before you proceed with a VA mortgage refinance, be sure to consider the long-term and short-term benefits and consequences of refinancing your loan. If you are contacted to refinance your VA mortgage, carefully consider your options and ask three questions. Does a lower interest rate extend the term, i.e. a 30-year fixed rate to another 30-year fixed rate? What are the financial implications when choosing between a fixed term and an adjustable rate mortgage? What is your total payback of the new loan versus the original loan? And do offers of skip payments or cash back ultimately get added to my loan amount? If you have a problem with a VA mortgage refinance or mortgage issues, you can submit a complaint to the VA by calling 855-411-2372, 855-411-2372. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 50 pounds should do it. And get about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back,
there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, let's open the weekly mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Jeremy wrote, I want to thank you for your service to this country and for your email newsletter. I do get to enjoy your radio show once in a blue moon. I, too, am an Army veteran, paratrooper with 82nd Airborne Division, 1992 to 1997. Though my service was in a peacetime army, I have the most respect for those who have seen the horrors of war. I just wanted to thank you for what you have done for this country and hope you continue to do it. Beat Navy.
Hoo-ah! Thank you for your kind words, Jeremy. We airborne types need to stay in touch with each other. Thank you for your service to our nation, and I very much agree with you on your final comment. Beat Navy. We'll do that next weekend.
Bill from Texas wrote about the show that Skip recently hosted when you were out goofing off. Bill wrote, another great show without Colonel Denny. He is fortunate to have such a great team. It reminds me of the days while I was serving on active duty. We were able to carry the mission to success without the commander or any of the leadership around. A well-trained military understands the mission and will meet the mission without being told what to do all the time. Thank you, guys. I know Colonel Denny is proud of all of you.
See, I told you Skip had a smirk on his face, and he didn't even know about this letter. Bill, you hit the nail on the head. I'm blessed to have a wonderfully professional team who can and do get the job done regardless of challenges.
But it's more fun when you're here.
Well, only so you can pick on me. I am abused, ladies and gentlemen. I truly am. You know, gents, before we get to military history, given that I'm still full from a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, I was thinking about eating sea rations. I ate a lot of them in my 2 years in Vietnam and other places. Some of the stuff they packed in those cans was pretty gross. I could eat all of it except ham and lima beans. That I couldn't handle. I still won't eat lima beans anywhere ever. The secret to enjoying sea rations was, at least for me, a bottle of hot sauce and either a container of onion salt or, better, a fresh onion. Dump both on generously and heat her up and yum yum. You may not know that the plastic explosive C4 burns rather nicely. A small piece of it and a match, and it's chow time. If the circumstances required me to eat the meal cold, then often I didn't eat all of it. The New Field Chow, Meals Ready to Eat, or MREs, are delicious compared to sea rats, and I hear now there's even a newer chow than MREs. The troops really have it easy now. Okay, now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
On 7 December 1941, at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time, a Japanese dive bomber bearing the red symbol of the rising sun of Japan on its wings appeared out of the clouds above the island of Oahu. A swarm of 360 Japanese warplanes followed, descending on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor in a ferocious assault. The surprise attack struck a critical blow against the U.S. Pacific Fleet and drew the U.S. irrevocably into World War II. With diplomatic negotiations with Japan breaking down, President Franklin Roosevelt knew that an imminent Japanese attack was probable, but nothing had been done to increase security at the naval base at Pearl Harbor. It was Sunday morning, and many military personnel had passes to attend religious services off base. At 7:02 a.m., two radio operators spotted large groups of aircraft in flight toward the island from the north. But with a flight of B-17s expected from the U.S. at that time, but another direction, they were told to sound no alarm. Thus, the Japanese air assault came as a devastating surprise. Much of the Pacific Fleet was rendered useless. 5 of 8 battleships, 3 destroyers, and 7 other ships were sunk or severely damaged, and over 200 aircraft were destroyed. A total of 2,400 Americans were killed and 1,200 were wounded, many while valiantly attempting to repulse the attack. Japan's losses were some 30 planes, 5 midget submarines, and fewer than 100 men. Fortunately for us, all 3 Pacific Fleet carriers were out at sea on training maneuvers. These aircraft carriers would have their revenge against Japan 6 months later at the Battle of Midway, reversing the tide against a previously invincible Japanese Navy in a spectacular victory. The next day, President Roosevelt appeared before a joint session of Congress and declared, "Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." After a brief and forceful speech, he asked Congress to approve a resolution recognize the state of war between the U.S. and Japan. Congress did so. 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war against the U.S., and we responded in kind.
Well, on 5 December 1964, the first Medal of Honor was awarded to a U.S. serviceman for action in Vietnam. It went to Captain Roger Donilon for his heroic action earlier in the year. Captain Donilon and his Special Forces team were manning Camp Nam Duong, a mountain outpost near the borders of Laos and North Vietnam. Just before 2 a.m. on July 6, 1964, hordes of Viet Cong attacked the camp. He was shot in the stomach, but Donilon stuffed a handkerchief in the wound, cinched up his belt, and kept fighting. He was wounded 3 more times, but he continued fighting, manning a mortar, throwing grenades at the enemy, and refusing medical attention. When the battle was over, 154 Viet Cong were killed. 2 Americans died, 7 were wounded. Over 50 South Vietnamese soldiers and Hung mercenaries were also killed during the action. Once the battle was over, Donilon allowed himself to be evacuated to a hospital in Saigon. Then he rejoined the surviving members of his Special Forces team. They completed their 6-month tour in Vietnam in November and flew home together. In a White House ceremony with his surviving team members watching, President Lyndon Johnson presented him with the Medal of Honor. Donilon, justifiably proud of his team, told the president, "The medal belongs to them, too."
Why don't you just love heroes? That's a great man.
That's right. Virtually everybody I've known who's gotten a Valor Award will say something like that. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Do it, dude.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support their right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, officials said that no charges will be filed against a Louisiana man who killed an intruder near his back door. The La Place, Louisiana resident told the police he heard voices coming from his backyard one evening. He opened the door and looked out, spying two strangers, one of whom rushed him. The owner responded by shooting, and the man later died. Detectives described the subject as an ex-con who was under the influence of synthetic marijuana.
Thanks, Colonel. This story reminds me of the old adage, if you shoot someone in your home and they fall outside, you should drag them back inside your home. In this story, it appears that the man was standing inside his house when he was rushed, and the attacker was outside on his way in. No charges were filed because he was inside his home and under imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death, and the prosecutor rightly determined his actions were reasonable. Here's some important advice that can keep you out of legal trouble. Never alter a crime scene, and that includes dragging the body into your house. Because what you're saying to investigators is this, I did something wrong and now I'm trying to make it right. That's aside from the fact that it's against the law to alter a crime scene. Despite that, I've heard dozens of people say, including police officers, that you should drag the body back inside to make it look like you shot them inside your home. They say this because it then falls under the Castle Doctrine Law, which is in effect in most jurisdictions in one form or another. Years ago, there was a man in Chicago who'd been robbed in his store several times. He shot a man inside his store who then fled and died in the parking lot. The store owner rolled the body onto a rug and dragged him back into the store. There were drag marks on the gravel, merchandise scattered in the parking lot, and a blood trail leading back inside. He lied to the police and was arrested. Because he lied and altered the crime scene, the jury didn't believe anything he said and he went to prison. Never lie. Never fabricate. Just stick to the facts. Call your lawyer and make sure he is very good at his job.
Lawyer and good in the same sentence?
It happens.
It does. Our book giveaway this week is Robert Fowler's Gun Club. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Gun Club in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Concerned Veterans for America will join us to look at the state of our military today, given the threat. Then we'll talk with the attorney for Clint Lawrence and Robert Bates, two combat troops still in military prison for doing their assigned jobs. And Dr. Ed Marolda, who served in the Army in Vietnam, is now a naval historian, and we're going to discuss the Navy in Vietnam.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.
Franklin, he's thriving. I found his raw meat diet and Dynavite and Lico Chops on Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dinovite.com.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am retiring today.
Breaking news, as Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan says he'll be stepping down from his seat and won't be seeking re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress.